Paul, Minister Flanagan there saying there'll be no further toleration of aggression on the part of Russia, some consideration of strengthening sanctions, but ruling out really any across-the-board ratcheting up of them to this standard, the level of phase three.
Yeah, I think there's two things to be said. First is that EU leaders just last week said they were going to increase sanctions and are now examining what they're going to do. So I think the foreign ministers can't jump the gun and be going ahead of that. But you're right. What you will see is an increase of the sanctions, but not as much as some countries would like. Take, for example, Sweden. They're hawkish. Their foreign minister, Carl Bildt, said an arms embargo should have been in place a long time ago. But I think it's impossible to see that being agreed today. It's far more likely that you're going to see not just individual being hit with sanctions, like having visa bans and having their accounts frozen, but it'll also move into entities, in other words, organisations which were deemed to be associated with the rebels or being individuals who are supporting the rebels in Moscow. That's the type of thing we're looking for. I think when it comes to Gaza, you're also going to see an updating on what's happening there. You're going to see a call for a ceasefire, but the big question is, to what extent is the EU going to push and say this problem is not going to be resolved until and restating its long-term position. There is a two-state solution to the crisis. In other words, creation of a Palestinian state, while at the same time being able to recognise Israel's right to exist and to defend itself. So just how hard is it? That's where the action is going to be.
The bodies of many of those killed on flight MH17 have been moved to the city of Kharkiv. They're being moved from there to the Netherlands. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is saying that the first bodies will be expected to arrive tomorrow. Now, pro-Russian rebels have handed over the data-filled black boxes to Malaysian authorities. With these developments, is there a sense that things are going in the right direction? And Minister Flanagan intimated as much in that interview there.
I think there is satisfaction that things were much better than they thought they were over the weekend, with those reports of drunken soldiers dragging bodies around fields. Indeed, the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that yesterday, that things seemed to be much better than he had previously thought. So I think that does ease things slightly, but there are still major concerns about the crime scene, that parts of the plane have been moved. There are three international investigating teams on the ground at the moment, so we'll have to see what they have to say, because the fuselage will give an awful lot of indication as to what type of explosive was used and therefore where the finger of blame should be pointed. So it hasn't just eased off just yet. But yes, the bodies will be flown tomorrow to Eindhoven, taken then to Hilversum. But the agony isn't over for the families, A, because not all of the bodies have been recovered. And secondly, the bodies are going to have to undergo a painstaking examination as well. So the bodies are not going to be released for quite some time, Jonathan.
And looking at the escalating violence in Gaza, you mentioned the question is how hard parties are willing to push for a ceasefire. What is the sense in Brussels at the moment as to whether or not we can expect something forceful to be agreed upon at today's meeting?
Well, I think there's unanimity on the fact that the scale of the death toll is frightening, unnerving and shocking everyone here. There is a clear demand and unity that there needs to be some form of ceasefire put in place. In Minister Flanagan's words, that needs to happen immediately and only then give rise to some opportunity at some point in the future for dialogue to try and ease things. So you are going to find something like that. But when it comes to being able to do anything more than that, I just can't see how they're going to do it. It still is the case that the United States is in the driving seat. It has the power to exert more influence on Israel. And so I think we'll probably more be looking to John Kerry rather than Brussels for some form of initiative which will finally bring the violence to an end.
Okay, Paul, thanks for that. Our Europe correspondent, Paul Cunningham.